This is the Game Act Hotline for February 19th, 2006, episode 22.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington. And
Game Addict Hotline.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
And welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up for all the latest in video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. So glad you could be here today. This is the one of the best podcasts you can put on your iPod. My name is Luke, and I will be your host for this week. Well, I want to go ahead and tell you we got some news for the show. First off, we will be having a LAN party in the Lynnwood, Washington area at the Edmonds Community College. It's going to be at Snohomish 115. The price is going to be $5, and it'll be from 12 to 10 p.m. We're going to be playing a lot of Counter-Strike, Source, Half-Life 2 Deathmatch. We just installed the GoldenEye Source mod, and we're going to also be watching Family Guy on the screen. So that'll be going on and March 4th. So if you're in the area on March 4th, we'd love to see you. Also, I want to go ahead and give congratulations to Ben for winning our free t-shirt. It was a Second Life t-shirt that I got at the game conference here in Seattle. So I already sent it, and he should be receiving it this week. So if he's listening, it'll be this week. Anyway, let's go ahead, and that's it for our show notes. Let's get into our video game news. Sony PS3 release date leaked. Next Generation, a gaming news website, announced on Wednesday that many developers have been talking about a September release for the PlayStation 3. Many developers speculate a Japanese release in September 16th, a week before a national holiday, and September 21st for the American market. It was also announced that Sony will be releasing a service similar to Xbox Live called PlayStation Hub. Hub will include chat, downloadable demos, independent games, and online play for the PSP and PS3. Hub is rumored to be a paid service like Xbox Live. Our next news story, Nintendo announces a web browser and a TV tuner for the DS. Nintendo announced in a news conference in Japan this week that Nintendo will be releasing a cartridge-based web browser and a TV tuner to be used for the Nintendo DS. The web browser will be using the Opera web software and will allow people to access the internet from any Wi-Fi hotspot. The TV tuner, which will be installed using the Game Boy Advance slot on the DS, will allow people to access digital TV over the air. The web browser has been announced for $32, with no word on pricing for the TV tuner. There have been no word if America will receive these add-ons, but rumors say that they might be announced in the near future. Our next news story, less PSP movies to be released. Sony will be cutting the amount of movies being released on the PSP UMDs in the next coming months. Though many of the movies for the PSP have sold over 50,000 units, many of the movie companies worry over low sales in some genres, the inability to watch movies on the big screen TV, and the introduction of Blu-ray and DVD HD this year. UMD movies have for some time been almost 50% of sales for PSP software. Our final news story, a real game award show to start in 2007. Forget Spike's Video Game Awards show and G4's Gforia. The Academy of Interactive Arts and Science wants to bring a classy television award show to award games that the Academy felt were worthy of recognition. The award show, being produced by Dick Clark Productions, will start in the first quarter of 2007. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our top rentals at Gamefly.com. Number 3, Tales of Legendia. Number 2, Need for Speed Most Wanted. And the number 1 top rented game on Gamefly.com was Dead or Alive 4. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our top games in Japan. Number 5, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju no Nou Kitaeru Otana DS Training for the DS. Number 4, Siren 2 for the PS2. Number 3, Oide yo Dopotsu no Mori for the DS. Number 2, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju Kashu Moto Nou Kitaeru Otona for the DS. And the number 1 top sold game in Japan this week, Ego ga Nagate na Otona no DS Training, Ego Duke for the DS. This game is a English training game for the DS. But let's go ahead and let's get to our top games in United Kingdom. Number 5, Rugby 2006 by EA Sports. Number 4, FIFA 2006 by EA Sports. Number 3, Pro Evolution Soccer 5 by Konami. Number 2, The Sims by EA Sports. And the number 1 top sold game in the UK this week, Need for Speed Most Wanted. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our new releases for this week. For the Xbox 360, there are no Xbox 360 games this week. For all systems, Sonic Riders by Sega. For the Xbox and PlayStation 2, it's our game of the week, Toka Race Driver 3 by Codemasters. For the Xbox, there are no independent Xbox games this week. For the PS2, Fight Night Round 3 by EA Sports. MS Saga A New Dawn by Bandai. For the GameCube, there are no independent GameCube games this week. For the PSP, Fight Night Round 3 by EA Sports. For the DS, Super Monkey Ball Touch and Roll by Sega. For the Game Boy Advance, Yu-Gi-Oh! Double Pack by Konami. For the PC, Galactic Civilization 2 Dreadlords by Stardock. Tycoon City New York by Atari. The Apprentice by Legacy Interactive. EverQuest Prophecy of Roe by Sony. EverQuest 2 Kingdom of Sky by Sony. Okay, that's all the games that are going to be coming out this week. Let's go ahead and let's take a commercial break. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
And now, from Seattle, Washington, the town that brought you Boeing, Starbucks, Microsoft, and the 2006 Super Bowl losers, although we all know it was because of a couple of bad calls by the ref, we present another proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network.
Hey gamers, do you sometimes say, that last level stinks? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. You can visit them at www.edcc.edu. You can also visit the Seattle Podcasting Network at www.seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our video game trivia for this week. Our first category is Final Fantasy Creatures. Number 1. This emu-like creature comes in a variety of colors and lets you travel all over the map and sometimes used to find secret items. Number 2. This cute creature has bat-like wings, a cat-like face, and a small red ball coming out of his head. They also have their own language, in which they say, Kupo. Our final creature, this monster looks like a cactus, and will attack you for exactly 1,000 damage with its 1,000 needle attack. Okay, let's go ahead and go to our next category. Games made for girls. Number one, these two twin sisters, who played Michelle Tanner on Full House, have made over 8 games, including a driving game, riding ponies, and a personal day planner. Number two, this game is off a Disney show, and is a side-scrolling adventure letting you play 4 episodes of the show, and lets you use your psychic premonitions to prevent disaster. And finally, number three, this doll has over 20 games for girls. In some of her games, she doesn't even have to have her boyfriend Ken to lug around. Okay, let's get to our final category, gaming genre acronyms. I'm going to give you a gaming acronym. I want you to tell me what's its full word meaning. Here we go. Number one, MMORPG. Number two, FPS. And finally, number three, RTS. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question. Well, it looks like you may be having more blades coming to your Xbox 360 menu. It seems the satellite company has made a long-term agreement with Microsoft that will let you download HD movies, TVs, and other items straight onto your Xbox 360 hard drive, just like a TiVo. What I want to know is, what is the name of the satellite company? Okay, you guys go ahead and think those over while I go ahead and play some commercials. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Now, there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. Here comes Yoshi, and he's up against Goombas, Goobers, Poobuddies, and Piranha Plants in Nintendo's new Sack and Sandwich puzzle game called Yoshi. Match the creatures and wipe them out. Play alone or with a friend, but mix them and you won't stand a chance. It's challenging. It's overwhelming.
Hey, Yoshi!
It's Yoshi, the new puzzle game for Game Boy or NES. Now, we're playing with power.
Excuse me, I've got some information I'd like to share with you. Did you know that 26 billion pickles are packed each year in the U.S.? That's about 9 pounds of pickles per person. More than half the cucumbers grown in the U.S. are made into pickles.
Hey, Pickle Boy, let's talk pickles. The Podcast Pickle, that is. The Podcast Pickle is your resource for all the latest and greatest podcasts found in cyberspace, with thousands of podcasts listed and more added every day. Here's some of the podcasts that you'll find at podcastpickle.com. Geek Fu Action Grip, Beachcast, Comic Geek Speak, Speechless, Mad King, This Week in Tech, Warrentown Talk, NASCAR Zone, Shelly the Republican, A Voice from Eden, Jimmy McBean, 5 Minutes with Wichita, Cinema Playground, Offbeat, The Logo Factory, The Same Wires, Exit 50, This and That with Jeff and Pat, Thoughts on Psychiatry, Web Hosting Show, Merlin from Berlin, Random Cast, Jeff with Tiger, American Road Trip Show, The Drew M Podcast, The Slam Idol Podcast, Forgotten Tales, The Zencast, XboxStation.net, How to Do Stuff. Now, pickle has a whole new meaning. PodcastPickle.com, the world's best podcast directory.
Somebody give me a bass line.
Yeah, that's tight. And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's get into our video game trivia for this week. Our first category was Final Fantasy Creatures. This emu-like creature comes in a variety of colors and lets you travel all over the map, and sometimes is used to find secret items. And the answer is, what is a chocobo? Number 2. This creature has a bat-like wings, a cat-like face, and a small red ball coming out of its head, and has a language where they speak Kupo. And the answer is, what is a Moogle? And finally, this monster looks like a cactus and will attack you for exactly 1,000 damage with its 1,000 needles attack. And the answer to that is, what is a Cactors? Also called a Cactrot and a Sapentender. So if you had any of those three, you go ahead and give yourself a point if you're keeping score at home. Let's go ahead and let's get to our next category, Games Made for Girls. These two twin sisters have made over 8 games, including a driving game, a game where you ride ponies, and a personal day planner. And the answer is, who are Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen? Number 2. This game off a Disney show is a side-scrolling adventure letting you play up to 4 episodes of the show. And the answer is, That's So Raven. Number 3. This doll has over 20 games for girls. And the answer to that is, who is Barbie? Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our gaming genre acronyms. Number 1, MMORPG stands for Massively Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Game. Number 2, FPS stands for First Person Shooter. And number 3, RTS stands for Real-Time Strategy. Okay, let's get to our final question. Well, it looks like Xbox 360 is going to have a couple more blades on its Xbox Live programming. What I wanted to know was, what satellite company would let you stream HD movies and TV onto your Xbox 360 hard drive? And the answer is, who is DirecTV? Alright, that's it for this week with our trivia and actually with the whole show. Well, if you have any comments, suggestions, or trivia to send me, you can go ahead and email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. You could also vote for us at Podcast Alley or subscribe to us at Yahoo. And you could make us your favorite at Podcast Pickle. Please visit our website at www.gameaddicthotline.com so you can put comments on our blog. Or you can also look at the dates that we're going to be having the LAN party or any other special items coming up in the near future. Well, that's all I have to say for this week, so turn your video games back up and have a pleasant week.